This is the Tom Likas Show.
I didn't listen to you, Dad. I didn't wear a condom.
Now, the Internet's number one call-in show.
What the fuck? It blows me away, motherfucker.
The Tom Likas Show.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again. It's you. It's me. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And it's family law attorney Adam Sachs here in studio to answer your legal questions. How's it going?
Great to see you, Tom.
Good to see you, too. What's happening?
Having another thrilling week, man.
Really?
You know, I was thinking, you'll appreciate this, Tom. I was doing one of these crossover talks that we've had in the past.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about the segment you used to do, Ask the Atheist.
Yes.
That's kind of faded into the black a little, right?
Well, you need haters to do Ask the Atheist.
Yeah. You got to get some more haters, Tom.
That's why we're doing the show on Friday in San Francisco.
That'll bring the haters.
That'll bring the haters. I may ask the haters to call in on that show because in advance of my appearing on the show on Friday, already people are online, all the fat and fugly fives, are online talking about how terrible this is. It's the worst thing that ever happened. They can't believe the station would put me on. And so I'm sure some of those will be just chomping at the bit on Friday when we start.
All right. So I was thinking about some of the stuff we talked about. It was a lot of casual stuff. And we were talking about how people change in relationships and so forth. And they were talking about in some study, and, you know, it's interesting, and you pointed this out a few times, Tom, that if you want to get anything that really means anything in terms of news, you have to read, like, European newspapers.
Right.
Especially, like, the English press.
Right.
I mean, they have some really honest, hard-hitting stuff.
I'll tell you what, the London Daily Mail, which in London is known as just another tabloid. But online, they cover American news better than many American papers.
Not funny. It's actually quite true. I really feel that way as well. And in fact, if they have a story that's an American story and you read our news versus their version is always much more detailed, much more in depth.
Right.
And they interviewed everybody and they've got quotes from everybody.
And photos you haven't seen and videos you haven't seen.
It's not a joke. And they're doing that from over there, as it were.
Right.
So they had an article they were talking about. How women perceive their relationships over time. And apparently one of the things that they talk about is that as the woman feels more secure in the relationship, she's less and less interested sexually in her partner.
We posted that story
yes.
this week, and that was a scientific study that showed exactly that, the more secure a woman feels, the less interested she is in the man. And that of course, backs up what the professor has always said.
Well, that's right.
Never, ever let them feel secure. Always make them feel like there's competition. Never, ever let them feel comfortable.
But this is something that's funny, Tom, because it's something you used to talk about a lot, where you would have these impressions based on your experience, and then they would be proven out later, scientifically and so forth, in these sociological studies that were coming out. And when you talk about making a woman feel secure, the ultimate way is getting married. That's when a woman feels the safest. She's like, I got him right where I want him, you know? And one of the observations I've really seen, which is interesting, and this is the crossover I'm going to tell you in one second where I came up with this cockamamie idea. In particular, after having a child, but the correct quantity, Tom, seems to be the second child. The first one knocks your sex life, you know, right off the whatever. And the second one kills it. I mean, down to zero. It was, it was substantially reduced, of course. But then after the second child, the woman has no interest whatsoever. And what's really interesting, and I think you'll really appreciate this, Tom, this is something that's got to be a phenomenon that we have to work on, is a lot of women become much more religious and much more interested in, like, you know, that maybe they had a religion, but it wasn't a big deal to them. They get much more acutely interested in it after they have children. And they start thinking they want their child to grow up with values and the family, and they want to have a moral basis and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, they become very religious. And I had an interesting one where the guy was telling me, one of my clients this week, that his wife told him after they had whatever two or three kids, you know, well, that was it. Sex is for procreation. We've procreated, and now get the hell away from me.
Nice.
She moved him into another room, you know. That was about it. Also, having the children sleep in the bed with the parents.
Right.
Now, apparently, in some cultures...
Bad enough, but you let the cat sleep in bed with you.
Oh, I don't want to start with that. The cat lady who has her cats and dogs watching you while you make love is not a good thing. But when you start having the child, and there are some cultures, and particularly I think in Asia and elsewhere, where it's very normal to what they call co-sleep. And there's a lot of controversy, actually, whether this is a good thing or not. In Western culture, there's a big concern. It actually happens, apparently. Mother or father rolls over quite accidentally in the sleep and suffocates the child. And other kinds of tragic things like that. But anyway, apparently, the woman who starts dragging the kids into the bed, or the kids want to be in the bed, especially when they're little or whatever, that is also the absolute death knell. Death knell.
Absolutely. But again, these are reasons not to get married. And from my point of view, they're also reasons not to have kids for a guy.
The hassle is that there is... you know, something to be said for family life on some level, Tom. And what's really ironic, if you think about it, I guess this is like the irony of life. This is like we're talking about the masters of the universe here, Tom. This is the keys to the whole story. It's very paradoxical that the very thing that you do, that you want to do, which is sex, that brings you to each other, that, you know, makes men and women be attracted to one another, by its very function, is the same thing that destroys the relationship. The fact that sex makes you have a child, and you have a child which then destroys the romance and destroys the connection and destroys the sex, but that's the same thing. It's the actual creation of itself.
Right.
That proves there's no God.
Well, I don't know what it proves, but I will say this, that here's what it does prove. It proves that your professor, a bunch of people fight with him and tell him they've met the one and what have you. That this proves that the professor's saying, don't get married, don't have kids, don't get tied down. It turns out that that's good advice, because when you do get tied down, no good deed goes unpunished.
Unbelievable, man. No good deed goes unpunished.
That's right.
So then the crossover story, which you're gonna love this one, Tom. We were talking about, let's say, a priest who takes this vow of celibacy and all this other stuff and then ends up diddling a child. And the hypocrisy of religion. So this guy that I represented, his wife actually got pregnant a few months before the wedding. And so he said, well, it's okay. What's the difference? Let's just, you know, go through with it. But she was devastated that her mother and father would know that she hadn't been a virgin bride, right? Which she hadn't anyway. She'd been with a number of guys, but she was pregnant, so they were going to be able to sit there and count the months and realize that, you know, the baby had come too quickly. So he counter-proposed to her, okay, let's go to Vegas and get married this weekend. You know, and just, you know, that fine, whatever.
Bad idea.
Well, whatever. So she rejected that, because even in that case, the baby would be like 8 months rather than a whole term, right? Are you sitting down, Tom?
No, I'm standing up, but go ahead.
Miss Religiosity ended up having an abortion, okay?
Oh.
So that then she could marry and then be pregnant and have a baby, you know, well after the marriage, okay? So she actually did what she believes, I suppose, is a mortal sin and killed her baby for appearance sake.
Now, that would be a perfect opportunity to leave if you're the guy.
I said to him, that fucking happened and you still married
him? That was your opportunity right there.
That was every red flag condensed into one universe.
Yep.
Anyways.
Wow.
So anyway, I have a caller. Do we hit one of my clients? Is he?
Yes, we
we're
do.
We're working on him?
We have him right here. It's Rich. Hello, Rich.
Rich, you there?
Hey, Tom. How's it going? Yeah,
yeah,
I'm
it's
here.
Going okay.
On,
all right. I want to give you a little intro first, okay?
Got it.
Rich is a younger guy. He's from the show. You're a P1, right, Rich?
No, not
even.
Oh. Yeah, I'm a little short on cash. You know,
right, but you know me from the show. That's important. Yes. Okay, that's an advertisement note,
I
right there.
I listen
Tom.
Periodically. Yes.
All right. Well, we need you to upgrade. Okay.
Will do.
what I want, I wanted Rich to come on tonight in particular because he's a younger guy. We've had a couple of my different clients come on, but Rich is, how old are you, Rich, approximately? I'm sorry.
I'm 24.
Okay. And not married, but you have two kids, right, with a lady?
Yes.
All right. And Rich was in a position, Tom, this is something that we've talked about a lot, and I wanted him to share his story a little bit with the guys, particularly younger guys, where Rich hesitated, and he let a lot of time elapse. And we were talking before, a few months ago or whatever, and he couldn't pull the trigger. Meanwhile, she was doing all kinds of crazy stuff, fooling around and whatnot, and he keeps forgiving her and forgiving her. So did I get it right, Rich, something like this?
Yeah, pretty much. I was in hopes of getting the relationship back together, you know, for the sake of our girls, but, you know, she ended up stabbing me in the back multiple times.
So you originally spoke to me in, like, December, I think?
Yeah,
and what was
that time.
What was going through your mind at that time? Because at the time, I think you wanted to hire me, and then you sort of backed off.
At that time, I was really pissed off because she had just left. And, you know, I was always telling myself, you know, if something like this happens to me, I'm going to get on the phone and get Adam Sachs, you know, right away. And I did. You know, we spoke and everything. But then something happened. I don't know. It felt wrong in a way, but...
You listening to this, Tom?
Yeah.
Every word.
Keep going, Rich. This is where it becomes
my gut
critical
feeling
here.
Was telling me, you know, hire Adam Sachs. That was my gut feeling. But the mistake I did is that I ignored my gut feeling and I decided to go back and listen to my heart. And that
I'm in love.
Now, honestly, yeah. Rich, and I don't mean to embarrass you or anything, but I think she had cheated on you, right?
Yeah, she actually just confessed, I believe, a week ago that recently. Even though we were separated, she's actually seen somebody, a coworker at that.
Great.
You know, and this somebody, you know, her whole reason for leaving, supposedly her, was that she left because I was treating her like shit.
Oh, right, of course.
You know, and of course, I mean, I hadn't changed. I was like that since the beginning. So, you know, why, after all this time, all of a sudden, oh, yeah, you're leaving because, you know, I'm treating you like shit.
I think it's blaming you for her own infidelity, tell you the truth.
Yeah. I mean, I see it now. Yeah, it's apparent, you know. And what do you know, big surprise, all of a sudden, she comes crying to me almost saying, oh, I feel bad, you know, because I was seeing this guy and he ended up treating me worse than you did. And we're nothing, you know, we're just seeing each other.
So then she convinced you to, like, break it off, right, with the whole divorce or, I mean, you know, the whole paternity case and whatnot, and then you got back with her for a couple of months?
Well, I mean, I didn't necessarily get back with her, but, you know, we were pretty much talking, her giving me, I guess, false hopes of getting back together, and I was right there, you know, just following her along. I was being brought along, you know, strung along pretty much the whole time.
All right, so then we didn't file anything, and then what's the punchline? What did she do? I love this. You're going to appreciate this, Tom. Okay, so in other words, Rich is holding off.
Mm-hmm,
right?
He
spoke to me, but then he tells me, you know, don't do anything yet. So what does she do?
Next you know, she, I guess, surprise in the mail, notification of child support.
Isn't that something? But that's not even...
I love that!
Oh, yeah. That's not even the punchline. The reality is that Rich has the kids most of the time. So the arrogance, right? Well, they're with you almost continuously, right?
They spend five or six days out of the week with me, and they sleep over.
Can you believe that? So he's got the kids, I don't know exactly, but let's say 70, 80, whatever, plus percent of the time.
Right.
And Rich is imagining somehow they're going to reconcile. Well, you know, they're in communication. She cheated, but he's ready to forgive. Okay, but leave all that. She goes and files a case against him for child support, catching him completely unawares.
Right. But of course, you know, once you've let them get away with fucking around, what else would you expect?
It's amazing.
Right.
It's amazing. I can't believe it.
Don't you watch Maury?
Well, I mean, I don't have TV or cable. I only have internet.
Well,
you need to get some form of video so you can see what goes on that show.
Maury's
you
important.
Are the Fox.
You can see it on, I think it's on YouTube if you have internet. They
yes.
have little clips.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of them.
So, Rich, I promised Rich, by the way, Tom, before he called, that I wasn't going to lay into him. But honestly, Rich, you got to speak to other guys. How was it that in the face of this woman that you thought you love or whatever, literally having sex with other guys, how were you able to deal with that and rationalize that? How did you overlook that?
Honestly, it kind of fucks you up in a sense, you know? Mentally, it really fucks around with your thoughts, with your mind.
You know, in South America, you know, you can kill your wife if she does that. I mean, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
They don't tolerate that kind of stuff.
It's something that's just unforgivable. And, I mean, the thing was is that when she told me that had happened, she said it in a way where she was like, oh, you know, feeling guilty about it. And I believed her. You know, that was my first mistake. You know, a day later, I called her back. I'm like, so what's going on? You know, you're serious about this or you know, because she was telling me that it was over with him, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Next, you know, I called her back the next day, and she tells me she's actually thinking about giving him a second chance. And right there is when I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm done.
Yeah, I could never look at her again. I'd be disgusted.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, really...
I don't think about it too much because... Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to upset you, but I, you know, Tom has often talked about red flags and, you know, I don't know, lines in the sand or whatever you want to call it.
And you know what? That's the thing, Adam. I was seeing all these red flags, you know, because, I mean, I listen to the show, you know, so I know I saw these red flags, but I chose to ignore them, you know. And again, you know, I wasn't going with my gut instinct. And trust me, you know, for all you guys out there, go with your gut. Your gut knows what's going on.
Yeah, I really agree.
Don't second guess it. You know, the last thing you want to listen to is your heart, because your heart will just fuck with you.
It's amazing. And see how a woman wants to fuck with your mind. That's the worst part.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anyway, Rich, we're fixing it up now, though, right?
Yeah.
No more fooling around.
Yeah, Adam's. Adam. He could be a little intimidating over the song, you know. But
no way.
I'm not gonna lie. You know, he's really intimidating. You know, but it's something to admire because you know that this guy doesn't mess around.
Well, I was trying to tell you how it is. You know, I mean, I think when we were talking a few months ago, you know, I was telling you like it is. It's something you weren't really ready to hear, let's just say.
Yeah,
you know, I wasn't trying to hurt your feelings, you know.
No, yeah, and you're right. You know, you get emotions and feelings get in the way. When it comes to things like this, you can't let that happen.
But, yeah, you know, we always say on this show, which has nothing to do with the law or with Adam's the daily wick here, is that you can't ever let yourself care. You can't, or you're going to pay for it.
Exactly.
Like you're paying for it right now.
Well, it's a very harsh way to live, Tom. You know, you can understand. The guy's 24 years old. He's in love. He's got this girlfriend. It's all going to be beautiful and flowers.
Right. Yeah. In love.
You know, you also,
it's a love like any, not like any other love.
Here comes the music.
Not like any other love. Yura knows how to love like we love. We love each other so much. You know, a lot of people said you're crazy to be in a relationship, but no, I know true love when I see it. And even if she screwed around on me, I'm in love. And I'm going to go back and give her another chance. Even though she was getting fucked by another guy, I'm like, you know what? I'm in love. And she loves me, too.
Oh, no.
Right up until the demands came in. And then
child support case.
That's the reality of relationship.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And that's when you really smell the coffee, you know, and you realize that you've just been fucked up.
I don't know. I think about a woman I care about blowing another guy, and that's pretty much it for me. That's just too much to think about.
Right.
I'm sorry. I can't. That's like, I don't know how you can deal with that. But anyway, I appreciate you coming on, Rich, and I hope you feel we weren't too hard on you, but I think you're giving a very important message to the other guys.
No, yeah, definitely. But yeah, you know, Adam Sachs is taking care of me. I know I'm in good hands. Hebrew Hammer is going to drop the hammer.
You see what happens. You know, Tom, they're not asleep. The guy's sitting there trying to contemplate what to do, and the woman is going to file a case.
Right.
And you see, for the one who files first has a big advantage. So now Rich finally gets around to it and hires me. That's great, and I'm dealing with picking up the mess for a while.
You fix bad brake jobs.
It's certainly harder than starting right.
Yep, exactly right. Rich, thank you for your words. You know, hopefully everything works out for you, but more importantly, hopefully the guys listening don't get into your situation.
That's right, Tom. Hopefully they take my advice. You know, guys, go with your gut, man. Those are good. That's all I can say.
Thanks, bro. Not your heart.
Not your heart.
I love you. Okay. Rich, thank you.
Tom, it was a pleasure.
Appreciate
this
it.
This has to go, Tom, to what we talked about the first generation being raised by single mothers.
Yep.
Well, where do we get these girly men? And I'm not even saying this about Rich. I'm just talking in life here. Where do we get these guys that are like all emotional and all, oh, my heart tells me to take her back. And what the hell's going on? Where do guys get this from?
I know.
Did any of these guys have a father who smack him in the head and say, well, shut up, be a man.
Right.
Christ's
sake. Exactly right. Now, we're going to take a break. I'm going to take some calls here for Adam. Adam is here in the guise of family law attorney. Adam Sachs is here to talk about divorce, child custody, vagina money, child support, prenuptial agreements, postnuptial agreements. And if you're one of those unfortunate people who has a restraining order, all right, it's all you now at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. 901-3000-866. Coming up, we're going to talk to a caller who wants to talk about having a vasectomy but not telling his wife.
Oh, no.
Talk about that coming up next.
No transmitters, no satellite dishes, no corporate bullshit. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Okay, boys, let's talk about step-ups. That's step-ups, top-quality insoles. Now, as you know, chicks bring so many deceiving tactics to the game, it's ridiculous. Fake knockers, nails, eyelashes, hair color. How about high heels? Women are never the height they appear to be. Well, now it's your turn to even the playing field, and that's where step-ups come in. With step-ups, anyone, even you, can be 2 inches taller instantly. Thanks to revolutionary technology, step-ups fit perfectly inside your shoe, and no one will ever know they're there. And while wearing step-ups, you can do anything you normally do. Get them now for the ridiculously low price of $21.95. And not only that, for a limited time only, enter coupon code TOM101 and get free lifetime replacement on your step-ups. Did you hear that? Lifetime replacement for Tom Likas Show listeners only. Plus, they'll throw in a free upgrade to priority shipping. Go to step-ups.com for a unique, ultra-comfortable walking-on-air experience. Life is short. You don't have to be. Get step-ups today.
We're here with Dr. Skanky Poon. He's the director of testicular abnormalities at the Poonjai Center for Ball Health. Doctor, what can you tell us about tiny ball syndrome?
Oh, totally tiny. Terribly tiny balls.
Yes, it's tiny ball syndrome.
Terribly tiny, totally tiny balls.
Well, you heard the doctor.
Terribly tiny.
Don't let it happen to you.
Tiny, tiny balls.
Do faster, harder. New normal rock.
One of the most important decisions you're going to make in your life is what to study in college. Only problem is that most of you were brought up by single moms who fed you some bullshit that you can just follow your heart and the money will follow. Now you hear on the news about all the college graduates who can't find jobs. Unemployment is over 8%. Unemployment for people between 16 and 34 is 18%. You can't afford to piss away $100,000 in tuition, let alone 4 years of your youth on a worthless degree. That's why you need to get the book Worthless by Aaron Clary. If you're going to college or thinking about going to college, this is invaluable information. Worthless breaks down all the different degrees, their starting salaries, why some are worthwhile, and why others are literally worthless. And girls, this book is especially for you. Don't be that fool who majors in women's studies or communications and then expects the rest of us to carry your ass through life. Be smart. Buy Worthless. It's only $5 on Kindle and $13 in paperback, and it could change the course of your life. Worthless. It may prove to be a better investment than college itself. Find it on Amazon right now. Worthless.
Have a time.
The Tom Likas Show, the bonus hour from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We are here with family law attorney Adam Sachs with free legal advice for you. We always recommend,
yeah,
don't wait till the end of the hour. What happens if you don't get in time? Now's the time. 901-3000. Tom is our number. 901-3000. Tom, if you have questions about divorce, vagina money, child custody, child support, prenuptial agreement, postnuptial agreement. And here's the question no one's ever asked. John in San Jose, you're on with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Adam. I have a question. So, briefly, I called before. I'm married. And when me and my wife first got married, we discussed about having kids, and we both agreed we don't want to have any.
Okay.
Well, now her time clock is now ticking, and she wants to have a kid, which I don't.
Wow, Tom.
There we go.
This is your life.
There it is.
This is exactly what happened to Tom Likas when he was first married the first time at 18.
Right.
His wife, who didn't want kids and he didn't want kids, spent a weekend with her aunt on Long Island who had a kid, and she returned with a revelation.
Right.
Changing her mind and deciding that she, in fact, wanted kids.
Thank
and wanted
God
them
she
immediately.
Told me. She told me.
You know, that was very decent of her.
I mean, she was at least cool in that respect, and I give her credit for that.
So you, I presume, have not changed your mind, eh?
Correct. I still don't want to have kids, never want to have kids. And so, I mean, we use protection. Even though we're married, we still use protection.
Okay.
Because she's, you know, even though she's on the pill, we, you know, I am a faithful student in that category. But I would like to know, can I get in trouble for having a vasectomy without her knowledge?
Well, no, you can't. We were just talking about this a couple of days ago. There was an article about this that they were going to try to link that. There have been some doctors, apparently, who, before they'll give you a vasectomy, want to talk to your wife or want to make sure you're a certain age or that you're sure you don't want kids or whatever. And if you don't match their criteria, they won't do the operation. I got to tell you, if you're thinking this way, you've got serious problems in your marriage, don't you think?
Yes, we do.
You guys are at cross purposes here.
What was that?
You're at cross purposes.
Yes, yes. And unfortunately, you know, I mean, because we first got married, it was, the situation was great. And it is still great. It's just, you know, like Tom said, she went to her friend's house for a weekend, babysit her friend's son, and now she wants to have one. And I've talked about it, like, I really don't want one. But
do you mean, you know, by the way, do you mean forever and ever, or do you just mean like...
Forever and ever. Like,
oh.
I would get the, I'm going to get the vasectomy anyway in November.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, talking about my insurance plan won't cover me unless I'm 35 or have kids and married.
All right. Well, I got to say this to you then, okay? You know, you have a fundamental difference between her and you and your thinking. I mean, very fundamental. You know, she wants to have a kid and you don't. And you're not talking about, you know, in a couple of years. Now, if, you know, we were a single guy, Tom's often said that you get a vasectomy and you never tell anyone. You just live your life. And if a woman tries to nail you down, you know, tries to say that you got her pregnant, you can laugh in her face because it's impossible. But the thing with you is that sooner or later, if your, you know, wife really wants to have a baby, she's going to start to wonder why she's not getting pregnant, you know? And you're going to have to deal with that issue. That's going to come up. It's a big deal in your marriage. And when you then tell her, hey, guess what, stupid? I got a vasectomy years ago. You know, she's going to be shocked. That's a very kind of unforgivable secret, really.
Well, this is also...
By the way, if his wife had an abortion and didn't tell him, that'd be perfectly okay.
Women do that all the time.
Right.
Yeah, well, but that just...
Remember in The Godfather number two?
Yes, I do.
He went crazy.
Yes.
It was, it's okay, you had a miscarriage. It wasn't a miscarriage, it was an abortion.
Right.
Anyway, I'm sorry, John.
Well, that is, she does have a medical condition which limits her ability to have kids.
Okay.
But knowing my luck and my past, I don't even want to risk it.
Right.
So if she never gets pregnant, it'll be one of those things she'll never, ever, you know, she'll never question. She'll think it's, you know, because she's already been told by doctors, you will have, you know, a hard time, you know, getting pregnant. But, you know, I feel with my luck, she still could get pregnant.
Well, the really awful possibility.
By the way, you don't know what her doctor said. Let me make that clear.
Oh, yeah, that's also true.
You don't know what her doctor said. That's what she told you.
I agree with that. There's certainly all these women who say, oh, I can't get pregnant, I can't get pregnant. Oops, I can't believe it. How did this happen?
It's a miracle.
A miracle from God. I just have to say, if you know for sure that you never want to have kids, if you're really convinced, then you should get a vasectomy right now, today, okay? And if it's not covered by insurance, you should just pay for it. It's not expensive, okay? But I have to say, you have got to confront this issue with her. You have to. I mean, it's really, really important. You know, there's just something wrong. It's terrible that you and her have such poor communication and you have such a cross purposes in your relationship. I read about people that never talked about very basic things before they got married. For example, where they want to live. And it turns out that one partner wants to live in New York and the other wants to live on the West Coast. And you're talking about a very basic marital issue of having children. And literally, you don't want them ever and she wants them soon. So,
well, that's just it. When we first got married, she never wanted them. And we were happy with that. That's one reason why we decided to get married, and we're all happy. But then, literally, went to go visit some friends, came back, and was like, I'm thinking about possibly having a baby. I'm like, no, I don't want one.
It'd be very unusual for a woman to not ever want to have children. That's a very unusual woman. And as we know, women always consider it their prerogative to change their minds. And so the fact
well, they
that
also
agreed.
Consider men to be lumps of clay, to be molded into perfection. They are diamonds in the rough. And so women always assume that with the right vagina, they can make a guy do anything they want him to do.
Yeah, if you think about the one that changed on you, your first MTL1.
Yes.
And I know that you still have some kind of friendship with her or whatever. I mean, not
yeah,
like
we speak occasionally.
No hard feelings, right?
No.
So in respect to her opinion, I don't know that she lied to you originally.
No,
right?
She didn't lie to me. In fact, she could have said nothing. She was on the pill, and I was, you know, I was the 21-year-old version of me. She said she's on the pill. I'm not using condoms, and so I'm depending on the pill, and I know she's not screwing around on me.
But, I mean, when she said she didn't want a kid when you guys started your marriage, she wasn't lying.
No.
She really didn't.
She was not lying. And ultimately, when she changed her mind, she told me right away.
Right.
Much to her credit.
I understand, but the caller's problem is sort of like that also.
Right.
I mean, he's with this woman.
Here's what I did. I left six weeks after we had that conversation.
Yeah, but see,
he
seems to want to keep his marriage going.
Well, yeah, but it's based on a fraud.
Yeah. I think you're headed for a brick wall there, John. I'm sorry.
Thanks so much. Before I go, I just wanted to...
But just to clarify, from a legal standpoint, just like a woman can have an abortion, he can have a vasectomy.
Yeah.
And it won't cost him in a divorce. Can she come back and say, it was fraud, he got a vasectomy.
Well, you know, most states have no-fault divorce now.
Right.
But I guess, theoretically speaking, if he got a vasectomy and lied to her and didn't tell her he did... And then she's just not getting pregnant for a couple of years.
There's all kinds of things we don't tell each other in marriage.
Tom, that's crazy. That's nuts. Come on.
Seriously though.
Come on. Let's.
I'm not suggesting that he continue being married. In fact, I left when my wife told me what his wife was telling him.
Why? Because you were being honest.
But I want to make sure he understands from a legal perspective where this puts him. Let's say he gets a vasectomy. They stay married for a year or two or three. She's not getting pregnant. And somehow she finds out that he got a vasectomy behind her back. What's that going to cost him, money?
I really don't think it's a problem.
Okay.
I think it's your body. I think you can get a vasectomy. I think that there is an argument somewhere to be made that he defrauded her. Particularly, let's say that she stays with him during her fertile years.
Right.
Realizes that he had a vasectomy, right. And then she missed her chance to have a baby.
And women are the only ones allowed to defraud, that's how it works.
Course.
If a woman goes off the pill and says, oh, honey, don't worry, I can't get pregnant, I'm on the pill, that's perfectly legal
totally
for her to
legit
lie
legit when
like
a woman
that.
Does it, of course.
Right. Hang on a second here. Steve, what did you want to say here to John?
Hey, Tom. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Okay, I had a vasectomy 18 years ago, and I was married at the time.
Wow.
And the doctor would not perform the surgery unless my wife signed off on it.
Wow, you got to be kidding.
Because here's what happens. if I had to have the vasectomy without her consent,
yeah,
she can sue the doctor for malpractice.
Oh, bullshit. You got to be kidding. How can that be? That makes no sense. What's the malpractice?
That was the word that was used, was malpractice, but I'm sure there's more legal...
Doctors lie about that. Doctors lie about that. And they also tell you it's against the law and all kinds of other things. That's not true.
Well, all I know is he wouldn't do it without her consent and without her signing off on the papers. It was through my insurance. It was covered through insurance. That was with Kaiser. It was covered by insurance, but because I was married, they would not perform it. They would not perform the surgery without her signing off.
I want to find there are doctors out there who will do vasectomies. You don't have to have mommy sign the paperwork. And if one of those will step forward and become an advertiser on this show, I guarantee you're going to have so much business. You're not going to have time to be snipping all those balls. You're not going to have time.
Let me ask you something.
So, Steve. I mean, my only advice to this guy is that he checks with his doctor before he does it and finds out and if his particular doctor, if it's through his insurance, and if they do if they give him the same mumbo jumbo about your wife has to sign off on it, then he's probably going to have to pay out of pocket and get it done elsewhere and then deal with the ramifications that follow after that. But if it's through insurance, the insurance will require the wife's consent, the
all
wife
right.
signing off on
let's,
it.
Let's leave that for 1 second. I want to ask you something different, Steve, if you don't mind.
What's up?
You said you were married when you did this, when you had the vasectomy? So you did tell her, so she did know, right?
Well, we had both agreed. We had one kid together. We planned it. We were married for 3 years before we started deciding to have kids. Funny thing is when we decided that we were going to have a family, we said two, no more than three kids. Well, through the first pregnancy and after we had our first child, we both decided, you know, one's not so bad. And she didn't enjoy the pregnancy part. She didn't enjoy it. There was no, oh, I love being pregnant. I love what's happening to my body and I'm creating life. She didn't feel that at all. She was in complete discomfort the whole time. And then once our kid came and we went through the teething and the earaches, the ear infections and the doctor this and the diaper that and the UTIs and all the shit that went with it, we decided that one was good. So I figured, you know, she went through 9 months of discomfort. I can go for 4 days with a frozen bag of peas on my balls. So fortunately, it was covered by insurance. We both agreed we didn't want to have any more. And that was that. We've been divorced for about a year now. We separated 2007. But it was a unilateral decision. We both decided that we did not want to have any more children. She is now, you know, mind you, this is 18 years ago. She's now pushing 50. She hasn't had any kids with anybody else since we've been apart.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah.
I got a phone call 14 years after we got divorced.
Right.
MTL1, my first wife, MTL. This is Tom Likas, the first. She found my phone number in Los Angeles and called me to say that she'd never gotten remarried, never had kids, and that breaking up with me was the biggest mistake of her life, and would I forgive her? Now, of course, why didn't you think about that before you told me that there was no choice, you were just going to have a kid? But women really believe that they can push you to do things you don't want to do.
It's amazing. She
could
have had such a better life.
I got to give props to my ex in that she totally was behind it. She said, are you sure about this? And I said, absolutely. I'm happy with our child, and I don't see any reason for us to, you know, go through any more financial burden, any more discomfort, any more arguing. We separated when our daughter was 13. She was old enough to understand that mom and dad weren't getting along and we were going to move on. And now we actually, Tom, I called you before. I have a really good relationship with my ex-wife. We're really good friends. We never went back to the occasional booty call. We've never done that. We're just really good friends. She actually lives three doors away from me, and we get along fine. But like I said, it was a very logically, we really thought it out. We really thought it out. Do we want to have any more?
But Stephen, what do you think of the other guy, John, where he's not going to tell his wife? Isn't that bizarre?
I think he's in for a world of hurt if he does that. I think he needs to close off that chapter of his life with her, and then get the vasectomy by all means. Because all he's going to do is run into another situation. He may be a listener, but more than likely he's going to end up in another relationship with another chick that's going to want to have kids, and he's going to have that fucking – he's going to be on the fence. Do I really love this chick? Do I want to give her kids? Do I want to have kids? Tom, like you said, dude, if the guy wants to have kids, get a surrogate mother.
Right.
You know.
Wow.
He could store a sperm bank semen.
That is a statement about the legal system, about judges, about the whole divorce thing. I'm telling guys now, I understand there are some guys who want to have a legacy, they want to have kids. Great. Sign the contracts. There are attorneys that specialize in surrogate parenting. Sign a contract, find an appropriate surrogate, have the kid. You never pay any child support. You never get any lip. You never get told where that kid has to go to school or what religion it's going to be. You never have any time bombs waiting for you later on. You know, Now you owe me 18 years of child support because you never paid me, or I never told you I was pregnant until 18 years later. None of that stuff's going to happen to you.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you dodge so many bullets by getting it done. Like I said, this guy, Don, he's going to be in for a world of hurt if he doesn't tell his wife he's going to get it done. She could sue him. She could possibly sue the doctor for defrauding her in the marital law, whatever they are. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm sure if she really wanted to press charges, she could find, or her lawyer could find all kinds of loopholes that he defrauded her. And if he gets it done without her knowledge or without her signing off on it, he's going to be in a world of hurt.
By the way, we have a question on Twitter from a listener named Mike, and here's what he asks about John. He says, "What if his wife gets pregnant?
Uh-oh.
Of course, he's had the vasectomy. Will he be stuck with child support?"
Of course, absolutely. You know,
another reason to get a divorce.
Every child of the marriage is presumed to be the child of the father. That's a fact.
A lot of men don't know that. So they think, well, if I get a vasectomy and then she gets pregnant, I can go, ha, 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 I had a vasectomy. But the joke's going to be on you, buddy, because she could still nail you for child support since it's presumed that you're the father.
Oh, dear.
A law that I cannot believe still exists. I understand the time of the Magna Carta that made sense. Look up the Magna Carta. Okay, I'm not going to tell you what it is. But now, with DNA evidence, I don't see how
that's supposed to disprove the paternity of your own kids. That's like a sick thing to do.
Yeah, but not if your wife went out and fucked around. What's sicker than that?
Oh,
got knocked up by some other guy she met in a nightclub or something.
As you know, she has 15 emails and MySpace and Facebook,
right.
And forget it.
Exactly right.
And Twitter, for that matter.
Big boob 6969. She got many emails, many Twitter accounts.
Can a girl have friends?
He's my friend. We were just, I like to dance. You don't like to dance. So we went to a club, and he just dances with me. That's all.
Tom, you're so controlling.
And he drives me home, and we stop off for, you know, coffee or whatever. I'm going to take a break here. John, Steve, great calls. Thank you. Next, we have a caller from Florida who got a vasectomy while married. He's going to tell us what happened to him, and it's coming up next.
Over 700,000 tune-ins every month. Don't fuck with us. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
How do you like to improve your financial future? Simply by watching video. Well, these are not just any videos. They're webinars by Dennis, and they could be exactly what you need to get on the road to financial success. In his 30 years as a consultant and tax professional, here's someone who's seen it all, breaking down the books of hundreds of clients and even helping people like you start their own business ventures. And with that experience, he's developed a trusted reputation as having a unique an insightful look at both the successes and pitfalls of those seeking to attain personal wealth. And now he's sharing that knowledge with you in a series of videos called Webinars by Dennis, packed full of experiences, anecdotes, and practical tricks of the trade that could help you find that business angle that's been eluding you. Watch them on your Mac, PC, or smartphone, and become inspired to succeed in the way you've always dreamed of. Just go to this website, webinarsbydennis.com. That's webinarsbydennis.com. You could be one video away from living the dream.
On this episode of Swamp Stupid, Dino loses a precious limb after zipping his cock up in his overalls. Retard attempts to remove it with a hunting knife, and shit gets crazy. They ain't just stupid, they're Swamp Stupid. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today and enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.
Hammer time.
Hour of the Tom Likas Show with family law attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can, as always, call me toll-free, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. Check my website, www.adamlawyer.com, and you can email me, adam@adamlawyer.com.
All right. Let's take one more call here. It's Buck in Sarasota, Florida. Buck, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs.
Hi, Tom. I've called you before. My wife and I, we've been married 27 years, but 15 years ago, 12, whatever, Dr. Tingle here in Sarasota, Florida.
Dr. Tingle.
Right.
Your name is your destiny.
Your name is definitely your destiny.
He was great. University of Florida graduate and everything else, but I didn't really want to have kids, and my wife had a real hard pregnancy, and my wife is a fatty. I'm a fatty. We're happily married. I'm a P1. But we went in there because she was on birth control. Maybe your caller has his wife on birth control, maybe has high blood pressure. And we went in there, and I got a vasectomy. It was great, no complications, everything else, very easy. And then I went back and, jerked off a couple times and went back and got a 0%. And, I've been married 27 years, but God forbid, just if anything ever happens to my wife, natural death, then, if I go out, I don't want any more kids and everything. It just gives you peace of mind. So high blood pressure, maybe on birth control, he could talk to his wife. But I would, if it was me, I would prefer talking to my wife and not hide it and everything else.
Yeah, but you see what he was talking about, doing it on the sly and not telling her.
That's
like a time bomb. Now it's okay, but in a couple of years, she's going to, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah,
we need to get checked,
Yeah, it's just like going to Facebook. I'm not on Facebook or whatever, but I have my wife's passwords I can look at and everything else. And, like I said, we're both 49. We've been married 27 years, and I wouldn't do that. Yeah. But if that would help, but it was a high blood pressure and on the birth control. And the Dr. Tingle here in Sarasota said it was very healthy to have a vasectomy and everything else. And, I don't want to have any more kids. But me and my wife wrote down, like Tom said, in December after Christmas, and we wrote down the pros and cons, and I decided to give. It was very easy, very safe, and everything else.
Very nice.
Very nice. Good to hear that.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
Adam?
I'm here.
Why don't you tell your P1s like me that was in special ops that you're a VA representative when you go in front of the VA boards?
Because
I went on the website. Could you do a show one time about that?
Well, sure, of course. We've been kind of keeping it down to, family law and criminal law, and I was trying to, like, keep it without going off on tangents.
If you want to, like, vets like me, honorably discharged, then go in front of the VA board, that'd be helpful to have a lawyer.
Happy to do it. I got to tell you, I've been doing so many cases lately of soldiers for divorces in particular. Really, really unbelievable.
Well, yeah, both my wife and I, we met in the Army. She made a high, really standard on my grandpa, met my parents, and we got married. So, but military is very hard on the divorce. I was military police. I have to call Tom one day on what I had seen. Don't get married when you're in the military.
I've said that strictly based on callers like you, but I'd love to hear your story because I do believe that the UCMJ should make adultery by military wives a punishable offense because it's
I got a problem for you, Tom.
What's that?
The wife's not
in
the military.
Yeah,
understood. But there has to be.
She's a civilian.
Yeah, but she's getting if she's getting military benefits, they should redefine it. You know what? You're getting benefits.
She's not subject to the UCMJ.
She should be, and that should be the law. But that should be the law.
No. Uniform Code of Military Justice, Article 134 covers everything. Every day somebody that's in the service, I was 95 Bravo, 95 Charlie, military police, covers everything, but doesn't cover civilian. Can I call you back on Friday and I'll tell you some stories, Tom, when I'm military police?
We're doing the San Francisco show on Friday, so why don't we hold it until next week, but we'll definitely do it.
The wide open phones next week.
Okay, thank you, guys. I hope that helps out the caller. I'm a P1. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Buck.
You know, Tom, I got a call this week from a police officer. And he was afraid I wouldn't represent him.
Really?
He felt bad because I was saying how you shouldn't talk to cops and whatever on my criminal law show. So he needed me for his divorce, and he thought I had something against cops. And I told him, that's crazy. I represent cops all the time. It wasn't like that. And we love the cops, don't we, Tom?
Well, I've always had a good I told you, I've never had real problems with cops.
Of course.
Never.
We got a great professional police in America, and I'm really happy about it. I just tell people in terms of their rights, the job of the police is to lock you up, so shut up.
You're making his job harder, but it doesn't mean you don't like it.
Yeah, it's nothing personal.
All right, how do people get in touch with you again, Adam?
Call me toll-free, 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320, and I do answer my own phone.
Attorney Adam Sachs, you hear him here every Tuesday, a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
No transmitters, no satellite dishes, no corporate bullshit. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
Yeah.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription. To the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer, it's Beer Magazine. We reported on this, I think, sometime last week. Now it appears as though the shit is hitting the fan for Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah.
Who made some comments about gender roles. She said, basically, in relationships, you basically need a man to be a man and a woman to be a woman.
But what's wrong with that?
It doesn't work out.
If that's the case,
all worked up about this.
I would get pelted by a lot more than just insults like this girl is getting.
Right?
Yeah.
She said she feels like the feminine has been a little undervalued when it comes to that.
You know what? She's right. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. Girls, bras got to be bras. Let's go.
She's saying... sometimes you got to stay at home, though. Do a little nurturing. Yeah. Be the mother. Do some cooking.
Yeah, be cool. Don't always be going crazy about some stuff.
Broad's getting her panties up in a bunch over that shit. Ugly situation.
Oh, man, everybody's calling. Some people are calling her dumb. Kind of dumb.
Awesome story out of... Cleveland County, North Carolina, middle school teacher has been arrested after she allegedly sent videos of a sexual nature to one of her students.
Did she do it on purpose, though? That's the real question here.
Apparently so, and you got to see the mugshot.
All right.
This is a crazy broad.
I'm going to be...
That's
wow.
Karen Elizabeth Blanton,
she
by the way.
She looks like she's grunting.
Who spells Karen? C-A-R-O-N. Caron.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Karen. Yeah, that's.
All right. Our girl is nuts.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
She has that mug shot that just shows that her anger, she's just growling, and she has, like, crooked, like, cross eyes.
Like, crooked cross eyes, and...
I may have to put that on Facebook. Yeah, that might be too good.
Post that thing.
Good.
Yeah.
Post that tank.
WSOC is reporting the video shows Blanton naked and performing a sex act on herself.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Dig it.
I guess submitting it to a 17-year-old is the problem.
That's a problem.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. I'd probably watch what Miss Crooked has to offer.
I'd like to see the old Crooked.
Uh-huh.
She might have a Crooked Giants. We don't know.
We might be some Crooked.
It's very possible.
Oh, I'm sorry. The child was under 16.
Yeah, under 16, yes. Oh. Yep.
Yeah. Someone at Burns High School got some nice stuff.
In Florida, police have arrested a Polk County teacher who allegedly carried a sexual relationship with a teenage student, professed that she loved him, and even became pregnant and aborted the baby.
Yeah. We covered a story about a substitute teacher in Las Vegas who said, listen, I love this student.
Right.
But in the eyes of the law, you know, no, they don't like it.
Yeah, according to the cops in this case, she has no remorse, and that she simply responded by saying, yes, I am in love with a 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm. God.
But I aborted the kid. I didn't want his child, but she likes fucking him.
Right. Mm. It would be interesting if she did have the child.
Yeah, no, that would add a whole other layer to it.
It would have been incredible.
Yeah. You know this old broad, Phyllis Schlafly?
Let me see. I'll tell you if she's any good. Is this the 70-year-old
Schlafly?
Woman?
Schlafly.
Schlafly?
Schlafly.
Yes. Oh, you're right. It is Schlafly.
Schlafly.
I don't think there's anything Schlafly about her. Let's see. Mm. Oh, man.
Schlafly. She's the founder of Pro Family.
Oh, I went to Barbara Folly. I'm sorry, I went to Barbara Folly on Instagram. I'm looking at Phyllis.
Called Eagle Reform is the name of the organization that she's associated with.
She claims
that providing women with equal pay for equal work would deter their chances of finding a suitable husband.
Yeah. Nobody wants
an uppity broad, is what she's saying.
Well, she ain't come my way. Right. Anytime they want to make some money. I'll spend it for her.
That old broad's taking some shit for that.
She's another one. Her and Kirsten Dunst should hang out and have a nice time because they're both right.
Kirsten and the Dutchie, the Dusty Cooch.
Schlafly. Schlafly.
How's that working out?
Oh, fuck it.
Yeah. Finally, a pick alert for you. You've seen them out, the Cameron Diaz and Leslie Mann, along with Kate Upton, promoting the movie The Other Woman.
Yes.
There's a picture of all three of them in Australia from behind. And this, you look at it and you go, oh, I know which one's the supermodel and the other two who are not.
No doubt about it.
You don't even need to see their faces.
Nope. It's automatic.
By the way, for those of you who think that Kate Upton is some kind of chunky monkey, go ahead and look at her next to Cameron Diaz and Leslie Mann.
Right. And both of them are very thin.
You would think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're very thin, period.
Well, they're all packed in those jeans.
Right.
And they ain't looking thin next to Kate Upton.
Well, I would do all of them.
Yes, I know. That goes without saying, dude. Come on. You know.
I'm just being realistic here.
Well, of course.
Yes.
I don't expect you to lie about it. But,
The man lady
has got like mommy jeans on. That doesn't work for her.
She married Judd Apatow.
Yeah,
I would still do her.
Okay. And I'm sure they'll welcome you into their home.
She was in the movie Big Daddy.
Arms.
I always liked her. She was a Hooters girl, Big Daddy. Okay. Hooters.
There's plenty more newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
You better believe it, baby.
Check out our podcast, GaryandDino.com, is where you find a brand new show every single Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Devin Bronson is back with us to talk about the black box, but this time instead of him talking about it or my talking about it, many P1 listeners like you have been writing to Devin and the folks at BN Audio to tell them how happy they are with the black box. What are people saying? saying.
Yeah, the email response has been great, and I wanted to share a few of those with you today. One was from Robert in Escondido. He wrote, after plugging my iPod into the black box, my ears were very pleased. Thank you for a great product and exceptional service. We love that. Next was Stephen Kurtz wrote us, my neighbors hate me now. That was good.
That's how you know it's good.
Yep, he's using it. Next was from Matt Hardy in Maui, out in Hawaii. He bought three of these from us. He wrote, I am blown away. I cannot believe the sound that came out of such a small box.
Now, this is very exciting. If someone listening now has been turned on by hearing what other P1s are saying, how do they get a black box?
They can go to our website. It's bnaudio.com, and they can enter the promo code Tom in their checkout and get 20% off.
Don't take my word for it. Take the word of other satisfied P1 listeners. People are buying that black box like crazy. Just go to bnaudio.com, enter the promo code Tom, and get 20% off. You're going to love the black box.
This is the new normal.